Well, tonight we have another special podcast for you, coming to you from Jolly Roger, where pirates come to play. They don't like me saying that, so I say it every so often. But tonight we have the new incoming Vice Commodore. He can introduce himself.
Well, good evening, good morning, wherever your world is.
Well, you sound like you're on the Truman Show. That's what didn't they say that? Good evening, good afternoon. Anyways, go ahead.
My name is Jerry Gase. I'm the new Vice Commodore for Jolly Roger Sailing Club. And tonight is the dinner for installation.
What would make anybody want to be a Vice Commodore at a club? Did you hit your head on your boat or what?
That's a really, really good question. You know what? There's no pay. If they don't like me, I'll give the check back.
There you go. They could double your salary too.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't. I guess it's something that you would want to take and be part of and do for the good of the organization. It's very difficult, honestly, to get people to step up and do things. And I decided that in the middle of last year that I would come forth and put my hat in to try to further develop the club and enhance what we do at Jolly Roger.
I know it's very much appreciated because you're right. It is it is hard to find people to commit to that because it is a lot of work. And it's kind of a thankless job because when things don't go the way that people want, you guys are the ones they point the fingers at and call you blockheads. And anyways, of course, in some cases, like Phil's case, it might be deserved, but you know. But so, yeah, so I mean, how long have you been a member of the club? Let's go with that.
I joined the middle of last year.
Okay.
So what would that be, about 15, 18 months, something
like that? Yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
And of course, it depends on when people hear this, but yeah, 15, 18, all right. Now, do you own a boat?
Actually, I have several. I've got a 12-foot dinghy, a 22-foot Catalina, and a 30-foot Catalina.
Now, the 30-foot's new, right?
30-foot's brand new. Not brand new,
I mean,
but
new
brand
you.
New to me, yes.
Okay. What made you think you wanted to go up to a 30?
Well, the 22 is, in my mind, is not big enough to actually get out past the river area
that I would agree with you.
That we sell in. And I went on the Buccaneer race this past summer.
Whose boat were you on?
I was on Matt's boat.
Well, the losing boat.
Well, I don't know that you would call it the losing boat. We came in third.
Well, you know. I saw you guys out there. Did you see it? You guys were having some issues. But go ahead. By the way, I came in second, just if you didn't know, and Matt came in third. Anyways, go ahead.
I found the pliers.
Thank you. And that was our Commodore, a Phil Fry, who keeps interrupting the podcast, and he hasn't even started drinking yet. Anyways, but now I know.
But
go ahead.
But to continue with the story, yeah, I did the Buccaneer race last year.
Yeah.
Had such a blast out on the Lake Erie, and I thought, there is no way in the world my wife is going to enjoy bouncing around in a 22 out there on Lake Erie. So made arrangements to pick up a larger boat, and haven't had it in the water yet. I do have to do some work on it, but we'll get it out on the water this spring.
Now, does your wife like to sail?
I would say she enjoys it as long as she understands what to do. And she's new to sailing. I sailed some 40 years plus ago. So I have a pretty good understanding of what needs to be done and what to do. Just rusty in areas where my wife is totally brand new. So we went through the sailing classes that Jolly Roger offers. And I highly recommend that to any new sailor, even older sailors.
I would agree.
Could benefit. But she went through that, thoroughly enjoyed it. May not fully comprehend everything, but at least she has a basis now of knowledge that she didn't have prior to going to those classes.
Now, the problem is when my wife sails with me, she thinks I'm yelling at her because I say, get over there, grab that. And so I think sometimes us guys have to be a little more careful about how we give instructions.
I would agree with that.
And for other guys, it's not a big deal because we're just used to it and just tell people, you know, well, we can't say what we would tell them. But anyways.
Yeah, well, you know, for the ladies, when you're out on the water like that and they don't have the knowledge, they comprehend it as though you are scolding them, if you will.
That's a good way to put it, scolding. Maybe that's a better word I should have used. You're right.
Yeah, and for them, we understand what we're trying to get accomplished, you know, to make the vessel move. And they may not truly understand where the wind's coming from, how to tell where to put the sails and different things like that. So just like when we were younger and we were learning to sail the first time, that's probably how we should take and address it and look at it, as though we are, again, learning all over. And so we're actually learning to communicate to them how to become a sailor on the water.
You know, it's interesting. We were kind of talking a little bit about our wives, but I had the incoming Commodore on, and she was telling me one of her goals is to get more women involved with sailing, actually sailing, not just coming out and maybe doing the dinner or, you know, standing on shore. But I would love to see that. I did a podcast on women in sailing, and it was fascinating. We have a member in our club, I think, who's 85, Betty Mann Warren, and she's talked about sailing. And then we have a number of ladies. We have Bill Owens' wife, who's quite an accomplished sailor. So what are you going to do? Are you going to keep three boats?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. The smaller boat can be a dinghy now for the 30-footer, or a fishing boat, or a small sailboat, because it is a sailing dinghy.
Now, when you mean smaller boat, you're talking about the one you built, right?
Yeah, that's the one I built. Yeah, it's a 12-foot.
Yeah. Now, if you guys, those of you who maybe just found the podcast for the first time, you may want to check it out. Jerry tells us about when he built this boat, which was pretty fascinating. And you're thinking, what, you could pull that behind your 30?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't know that it would fit up on the deck, you know, a lot, because it's not an inflatable.
Right. It'd be hard to lift on the deck, probably.
Well, the beauty of it is it only weighs 90 pounds. As big as it is. I know you're looking at it over there. We have it here in the hall at the installation dinner.
90 pounds?
But the boat itself only weighs
90
pounds.
A lot of those dinghies, even those inflatable things, weigh more than 90 pounds.
Yeah, it's very light. It's totally 90 pounds. And with the sails all up, if you do it that way, then it's roughly 130 pounds.
That's still not a lot.
No, not at all.
Wow. 90 pounds. Now, do you use a motor on that?
You can. I have an electric outboard for it.
Those electrics seem like they're so expensive, but I would love to have one of those.
Well, my boat. This is a trolling electric motor.
Okay.
But I do understand what you're talking about, the new motors that are coming out
for
outboards. Yeah, they're pretty intense.
Over $1,000 normally. I mean, I'm looking at them going, well, I guess I'm going to be a polluter for a while more.
Yeah.
Of course, on a sailboat, let's face it, you don't use your motor that much. It gets you out, you shut it down, and you sail. I mean,
right.
If you're going to be a power boater, that is not what you don't want to be in a sailboat, because you're going, what, 6 knots? And I don't know, what would the hull speed be on a 30? Probably 8, you think? 8, 9 knots?
If my memory serves me correct, I think it's between 7 and 8 knots.
Okay.
We took it out on a sea trial just before fall. And so that I could make sure that the engine and everything was functioning correctly. And it was out there without a mast on it. But we had it at about 3/4 throttle doing 8 knots, no problem.
Okay. Now, what changes as an incoming, all of the leadership that comes in has vision. What are some things you are going to drive and want to see change, want to see happen? And change doesn't mean that things have been bad. It just means... What are some areas?
You know, that's really a tough question for me to answer at this juncture, because the club, to me, currently, is such a fine, well-oiled machine that I'm not sure, you know, what avenues. Now, little things might be tweaked. As an example, you know, I was thinking we could do raffling 50-50s at meetings, which aren't currently being done.
Okay.
Possibly a calendar with the events on the calendar that you could take and purchase.
I thought you meant like a beefcake calendar with us like sailor guys on there or something.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No. Not sailors and Speedos, some of the members. No, I don't think we make much money on
that. Yeah, I don't think that would go over too well. But at any rate, you know, having a calendar that would have all of the dates of events on it. So that you know, a lot of people would like to just flip through and say, oh, yeah, well, maybe I could do that or do this or whatever, you know, for the various functions that we have, whether it be lunch bunch or racing or meetings or what have you, things like that.
So you're thinking more of a printed thing, because I know some of that's available online, but not everybody goes there. So you're thinking also maybe have a few ones who might be able to sell to make some money, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's
what, calendar for $15 or $20.
Yeah, that's
bucks.
What I'm thinking. You know, like Ken Saban is an excellent photographer for the club.
Excellent photographer.
And we could have various photographs around the perimeter of the calendars and one big main one on the on the upper sheet.
Yeah.
So I've got some ideas about that kind of thing, of doing that kind of thing.
I'm ready to buy you your triple.
Now, right now, while we're on the podcast, we also have one of our members, Bonnie, who's getting involved. We're going to leave this in. No, we won't. We'll edit this out. Don't worry about it. Well, yeah, you're going to buy me a drink because they're free tonight. Cheapskate. Yeah, cheapskate. Anyways. So I agree with you, though. Maybe change was a bad word. I guess enhance. Because you're right. Right now, our club is probably one of the healthiest it's ever been. The numbers are up. You know, financials are good. We have members that get involved. We had, I know you guys had a number of work parties this year where we had in excess of 20 people showing up to pull docks and do stuff like that. And when I started, you'd be lucky to get 8 or 10.
Yeah. And the other thing I've noticed too is that in just a short time I've been here, the membership has grown, I'm going to say safely, 15-18%.
I agree with you.
And, you know, a dying club does not do those kinds of things.
I agree.
With numbers. So our club is definitely a healthy club.
I agree.
It's a club that welcomes people. It's a club that trains people. And it's a club that helps people. So all of those kinds of things is what makes for the enhancement of new members coming into Jolly Roger Sailing Club.
I agree. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck next year. We'll be around watching.
Have a good evening. Thank you.